You're listening to SBS News.
22-year-old Marsa Amini fell into a coma last week after being held by morality police in Tehran for allegedly breaking hijab rules. Witnesses say the woman was beaten by police, but Iran's interior minister has denied those accusations.
We are aware of this incident, whether it happened or not. Basically, the morality police do not have the means to beat. They do not have a baton or a means to strike.
Instead, he suggested the Kurdish woman's death could have been the result of a pre-existing medical condition.
We have to wait for the result of this woman's medical test to understand the reason for her death, because apparently she had a series of previous medical problems. She had physical problems.
Her family says the 22-year-old was fit and healthy before her arrest. Public anger has spilled onto the streets.
My voice trembled when I heard this news because this has happened to me once or twice. I was thinking that if this has happened to me, how would my parents feel?
I am strongly against this because we are talking about a cultural issue. It is not possible to apply a cultural issue by force.
Protesters have clashed with police, with reports many people were killed after security forces opened fire on demonstrators. Meanwhile, women are also protesting on social media. Their anger is palpable as they film themselves cutting off their hair and setting their head coverings alight. All women in Iran have been required to wear a hijab in public since the Islamic Revolution in 1979, with Iran's interpretation of Sharia law obliging women to cover their hair and wear long, loose-fitting clothing. But there's growing defiance and calls for an overhaul of the strict Islamic rules.
In my opinion, the government should remove the hijab altogether. Anyone who likes it can observe the hijab, and anyone who does not like it does not need to wear the hijab.
Condemnation is growing in the international community too. A statement from the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs labelled the death profoundly shocking and called for a transparent investigation. The United States has demanded accountability, with a spokesperson for the White House National Security Council saying Mahsa Amini's death is an appalling and egregious affront to human rights. The statement also says women in Iran should have the right to wear what they want, free from violence or harassment. But on Monday, Iranian police stood firm, labelling the accusations as cowardly and calling Mahsa Amini's death an unfortunate incident. A foreign ministry spokesperson says Iran strongly rejects any intervention by US officials in Iran's domestic affairs. Tanya Dendrinos, SBS News.